still coming up. But before we do that, something that's not coming up in the mayoral office this morning is Herman Mashaba.
It's not coming up at all.
He officially handed in his resignation, saying that he cannot be part of this right-wing movement that the DA has been overtaken by. Him and Helen Zille have been going back and forth, mudslinging. She was saying that she was hiding Mkhonto Esizwe veterans in her house while he was busy selling hair straighteners. Che.
What is the problem, Nick?
Angas. I think, you know what? She just can't let go.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Look, you had your stance. You had your reign. Thank you so much. Now it's time for you to move on. Let the next person roll.
Wasn't she done with the DA? Like, she was like...
Yeah, I thought she was done. I thought she was like finished, you know? The same person that told us that, what is it? Colonialism is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Need I remind you? Yeah, but look, this puts serious strain onto the coalition government in the Gauteng province. Because remember, we've got a Joburg mayor because of the coalition that the EFF and the IFP struck with the DA.
True.
So now, either one of those major players could swing the vote in favor of the ANC and be like, you know what? We tried to give the opposition a chance. They can't keep their shits together.
Yes.
So now we're going to give you a chance again. Which is unfortunate. I kind of like Herman as our mayor. Herman was kind of like the Panyaza Lusufi of education.
He was there.
Whenever there was something, Herman was there.
He was there.
You know, a kid's lunch got taken at school. You weren't sure whether it was Panyaza Lusufi or Herman Mashaba was going to get there first.
Who's the deputy mayor?
Geez, that's a good question. It was, I think it was David Makura at one point. Or somewhere was that the deputy president. I actually don't know who the deputy mayor of our city is.
I don't know either, so I don't know who's going to take the reins all of a sudden, seeing as Herman has decided to leave us alone.
Deputy mayor of Johannesburg.
Oh, you'd better be as good as Herman, or at least... If Google does not know, then I don't know.
I don't think we have a deputy mayor.
So now what's going to happen? It's just a gap.
Yeah, because he was the executive mayor. Hmm. Well, they're going to have to get somebody in there, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, this also puts the spotlight on Musi Maimane.
True.
So where does he stand? Does he now have to be Helen's puppet in the background and listen to what she has to say?
I was watching an interview with Helen and I forgot his name on EWN, and she said that, you know, there's no problem. He'll continue to lead. I'll just be in the back and, you know,
doing
what?
I don't know.
I don't know. She's like, no, I'm not here to take him out. He's such a great leader. I'm like, yeah, right. Mm. Now they got tired of his leading, man. They're like, you are not leading the way we want you to lead. So we're going
to
come back.
But what is the way that you want us to lead? Because to be honest with you, we did this at the beginning of the year. Remember when we ran through everybody's mandates?
Yes.
And we read it out on the end. We did every single one that was submitted to the IEC. There were some that didn't submit, and there were those that submitted. And we read them, and we read every party's mandate before we went to elections.
I think the problem is they feel as though they didn't get the votes that they expected. Remember Helen, like, had to step off because people were like, no, you're a cover-up, you're using Musi as a cover-up. And then she stepped down, and now she's like, it's either way, we're not getting the votes, so might as well come back.
But you see, the parties that picked up the votes the most were those that were against the stance of expropriation without compensation. Freedom Front Plus is completely against it. So now, to be honest with you, if that's the majority of the votes that I lose and somebody else's gain, in my personal opinion, good riddance to bad rubbish.
True.
Because now we know you weren't here for the unity. We know you weren't
we
here.
We know.
So that's why when I saw it, I was like, all right, this makes sense that people have migrated. I think at the end of the day, they need to relook at it and just realize that, you know, maybe, you know, a good chunk of your listeners, of your followers and your voters were never really keen on sharing.
True.
That's what it is, though. All right, man. We'll find out what's happening in news, sports and traffic coming up.